You're listening to SBS News.
For job seekers at the Serena Russo Job Access Centre in Western Sydney, the nearly 8 weeks they've spent improving their digital literacy and doing mock interviews are coming to an end. It's been a positive experience, but they're quite aware of the challenges they face, including the looming impact of coronavirus on the jobs market and ageism, whether direct or unconscious. 46-year-old domestic worker Kim Amos, who first tried to enter the workforce 13 years ago after years raising children, feels she's suffered blatant age discrimination.
I'd seen a job advertised. I went in to hand my resume in and I was pretty much told straight out that I'm sorry, we're looking for juniors. It wasn't clearly stated on the board that it was a junior position. It just said now hiring. It was working at a chicken shop. I've tried applying for a job doing bush regeneration and I was told that they don't hire people my age. If I was 16 to 24, not a problem.
Such an attitude from employers lags government policy. Skilling up and working longer are being encouraged by the federal government, which has described Australia's ageing population as an economic time bomb, adding to the strain on the health, aged care and pension systems. Over the past 5 years, the workforce participation rate for those aged 65 and above has risen from 12.3% to 14.6% as the government moves to raise the pension eligibility age to 67 by the year 2023. But in a landmark speech last November, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg portrayed it all as an opportunity.
It's not about forcing people to stay in the workforce, but rather giving them the opportunity and the choice to pursue lifelong learning and skills training if they so choose.
At the time, he was accused by the group National Seniors of unintentionally engaging in ageism by blaming older Australians for the government's financial issues, though other seniors organisations welcomed the government's policy as economically necessary. However, in a recent survey of more than 2,000 employees across some 1,500 organisations, many respondents aged over 55 complained of fewer opportunities for skills development, limited knowledge transfer between age groups, and limited flexibility of work arrangements to allow for home responsibilities such as caring for elderly parents or grandchildren. What's more, 47% of the 35 to 44-year-olds polled in this study, mature workers in organisations, believed that older workers should retire on time to make way for the next generation. The report's co-lead author, Professor Sharon Parker of Perth's Curtin University, says it's an understandable response, but based on an incorrect assumption.
If we don't find ways to keep mature workers in the workforce longer, so actually trying to encourage people to stay beyond retirement age, then we're really setting up a huge burden actually for young workers, because they've got to generate all the productivity and funding needed to sustain a very large population and growing population of older people.
Professor Parker says while many professional organisations aren't yet moving in the right direction, a positive example is national hardware chain Bunnings, where 16% of staff are aged between 46 and 56 and 19% are over 56. According to the company's human resources director, Jackie Coombs, mature age workers can impress customers with their product knowledge and advice on do-it-yourself projects. She says informal mentoring is fantastic training and development. The study of mature age workers, conducted by the Centre of Excellence in Population Ageing Research, based at the University of New South Wales, urges employers to redesign jobs to reduce the physical demands of manual work. It encourages them to retrain mature workers to adapt to changing work requirements. At the Serena Russo Recruitment Agency, 45-year-old IT systems analyst Hitesh Joshi has enjoyed his training for free, having been selected for the federal government-subsidised Career Transitions Assistance Program. With a master's degree from New Delhi dating back to 1999, he was struggling to break into the fast-changing IT field here. So he's looking at upskilling both in newer IT technologies and in the intricacies of job hunting today.
The things I learned is how to customize my resume as per the job application, how to look for the keywords which the employers are looking, because they have applicant tracking systems in which the resumes get filtered out by the software itself. Other thing which I gained from this course was to build my confidence. I practiced my interview skills and how to face an interview. And apart from that, I am also working on learning and taking up new courses. I found that some technologies I need to learn more.
Michael Panisi is Serena Russo's New South Wales state manager.
There are certain employers that maybe have preconceptions towards certain candidates that are more mature age, but others really value the experience, the reliability, the fact that they've got a skill set which is underutilized, and if they are given an opportunity, that they will be more reliable than a lot of millennials and others which may be come in and maybe are looking for the next step in their career. If you give someone an opportunity when no one has been given it before, you'd find that they will give back tenfold.
Raina Sarampayat, SBS News.